And hello, people of the internet. How's it going today? How you doing? I'm Billy Bones, and this is A Walk Through the Mind, a moment where we can sit down, hang out, chit-chat, discuss a handful of ideas that have been bouncing around inside my head, and see if we can't take those ideas for ourselves and go out and get the conversation started with friends, family, the people we meet on the street, or maybe we just get those gears turning within our own heads and see where it takes us. So how do you evaluate all your relationships in life? A friend is a friend is a friend. Management is management. A coworker is coworker. Is there a hierarchy when you commune, hang out, interact with the people that are within your greater circle? Do you put them on a pedestal above you or a shelf below you? Or do you treat these people as an equal, as no higher or no lower than you? One vote is one vote. There's no difference in how equal all of the animals are on this farm. Because in the grand scheme of things, we actually do evaluate and judge and create a pecking order in our grand scheme of relationships. We have vertical and lateral relationships. Lateral, nice and simple, again, equals. We find a way that the people to our left and right are no better, no worse than us. They are completely equals, no matter what their source of income is, what their job is, how they did in school, whether or not they went to college. They're just another person of equal value. But when we look at management, that is a vertical relationship, whether or not we are the manager or supervisor, and there's people above or below us, there's a pecking order, there's a relationship of making sure that things are taken care of. There's responsibility on shoulders, jobs and tasks to do that every individual within this hierarchy, this greater group collection, has to complete in order to achieve the desired goal. And again, that accountability comes forth. Vertical relationships also exist from parent to child. Parent should always be, as I sit here with no kids, parent should always be in charge. Parent should be the one dictating the terms. Now you understand there's a handful of situations where things kind of flip around. And not to discount or throw out old age and stuff like that, but general term. But how do we, again, interact with these relationships, vertical and horizontal? Can we change a horizontal relationship into a vertical one? Can we change a vertical one to a horizontal one? And I would say yes. I would say we should strive to maintain as many horizontal, lateral relationships as possible. So that way we don't think of each other as greater than or less than someone else. We don't treat anybody greater than or less than ourselves. In terms of the vertical relationships, parents and child, that one, in the broad sense of things, will always be vertical, shouldn't be lateral. There can be a friendship, a kinship, a bonding, a friendship between a parent and a child, but the parent will always be the parent and the child will always be the child. Management, supervisory roles, those, in the business sense of terms, should be maintained as vertical. That's not to say there can't be a horizontal or lateral relationship that forms. I never hung out with bosses outside of work at the previous job, and so there was an easy maintenance of that vertical structure, and we would get along just fine. Have to be argumentative with the ladder scenario, climbing ladder, not LA or LATT. But in this new job, smaller scenario, smaller group of people, the boss and I very much get along, could almost be friends. But I have set it up in my mind that he's the boss. He's always going to be the boss until I am no longer employed by him, if and whenever that happens. And if and whenever that happens, unless it's a devastating destruction of a friendship and relationship as I leave or depart the company, I foresee a fantastic lateral friendship where we are equals. But even when we hang out outside of work, we hang out after work, he's still the boss, still controls my paycheck, and not that I'm out there going to do anything wrong or sully the name of the company. Keep that in mind, that he's the one holding the purse strings. I guess we kind of have to have vertical relationships. We don't have to have, but they kind of are ingrained within society of the police and firemen, people of authority, granted this vertical relationship, this force of respect. But in terms of keeping things in order, making sure things don't get out of hand, a vertical relationship, a point of responsibility, maintaining a structure, again, helps. But again, communes, when properly employed, can have everybody have that lateral relationship, everybody actually equal, as long as we don't have some guru at the center calling all of the shots, because that becomes a vertical with a broad lateral, and then people with that much power over so many people in such concentrated situations can make things difficult. Power can flow to the head. The bubbles go right to the top. People get lightheaded, get full of ideas, and then stories happen. But it's also not to say that our friendships, as we just look left and right, the people that we surround ourselves with, that we even find ourselves holding a vertical relationship with the people that we find close. We elevate them, or we downgrade them, in how we hold them within our social circles. And maybe if we're looking at people who know how to code, or people who know how to build or write, or they have some special skill like painting or masonry or something like that, you elevate them. You hold that point of a relationship between the verticals because people know better. They have that sense of authority. They have that sense of knowledge. They understand things more than you, or you more than them. And so there should be a point of concession and understanding. But when it's not focused on an end goal, do we hold people as exact equals? Do we sit there and say, you have one slice of bread, split it right down the middle, 50-50? Or is there a reason, legitimate or illegitimate, or contrived as it may be, that we need to take 2/3 or 3/4 of that slice of bread, only hand out just a quarter? And when we're contributing to our fellow comrades, to our horizontal situations, our lateral relationships, how much is everybody putting in? Funny thing about relationships, be that intimate, close ones, at least the very good ones, ones that you want to strive to maintain and keep together, everybody needs to put in an equal amount of effort. And when maintaining those strongest relationships, that effort needs to be 100%. You need to give it all that you got because you believe in it, want it to maintain. And if everybody's equal, everybody should be putting in that 100%. But if everybody feels that the relationship, the friendship, the camaraderie can dissipate and no one will be hurt or lessened by that, everybody can put in 25% minimal effort. And when it breaks apart, it breaks apart. People go their own separate ways. And maybe that's an easy designation of a lateral relationship. Maybe that good conversation you had at the bar, or hanging out at the airport, or hanging out on the bus, wherever you're going, and you're equals. That moment in time where, again, it doesn't matter your income, doesn't matter your education. We're just two people occupying a small space on this earth for a shared moment in time. And when we go our separate ways, we go our separate ways. But as we gain more and more respect between these relationships, we have to put in just a bit more effort to make sure that they're maintained. Make sure that, you know, we don't forget to call. Do we still send out Christmas cards? Make sure that everybody knows that we're still thinking of them. Do we reciprocate the gift cards? Not gift cards, just Christmas cards. Or whatever cards, Halloween, Thanksgiving, New Year's, birthday. I, for one, can tell you I am terrible at them. Not a big fan of cards. Up a lot of space, and it's nice to know people are thinking of you. But then what do you do with the card? Feels so terrible to throw it away, because that's someone thinking about you. That's someone putting in their effort, putting in that time and that energy to remind you that you're thought of, you're cared of. And if it's sent out of love, again, that sounds more like that horizontal, that lateral relationship, as opposed to a letter that says, hey, you didn't show up for work, or give me some money. Those sound like vertical relationships where there's a hierarchy, there's a pecking order, a belief that someone owes something else something. And maybe they do. Maybe that's the relationship that's been formed. But maybe, again, we should try and keep our equals as equal, not try and step over people. Everybody kind of working together, forming that human chain. makes things just a little bit stronger. Can't build a human pyramid with just yourself. I guess it's a human pyramid with one block and mission accomplished. But if everybody shares the effort, they can make it happen. But relationships, again, have we ever thought about them as vertical and horizontal? Do we have relationships that should be one way and are actually the other? Do we need to find a way to invert them or rebalance them? Or maybe that vertical line is just a little bit too far. Or maybe we've put someone a little bit too far down. They don't deserve to be that far down. They should be an equal if they're that far down. Should be able to pull yourself up to someone that thinks of themselves higher than you. You should be made their equal, or at least a little bit closer. But how we go about that, I'm not too sure. It's only a point of self-reflection for us all, me included. Again, balancing everything out, finding those talking points, and it means that we might be able to continue this conversation with friends and family to make it all happen. And I'm Billy Bones, B-I-L-L-Y-B-O-N, the number 3-S. You find me on Twitter, at Billy Bones. You find me on Mastodon, the Fediverse, at Billy Bones, at NoAgendaSocial.com. Yeah, I've got a website, BillyBones.com. You go there for previous episodes and show notes. No show notes today, other than the book that I have shamelessly stolen this idea from. The Courage to be Disliked. It'll be in the show notes today. But also on the website, there's a link that says Value for Value. I release this show free of charge, no advertisers, no paywall, no sponsors, in hopes that you find value out of it. And if you did, be it the single episode or the entire catalog, fantastic, I'm glad you did. The first thing that I ask that you do is you give this show a share, maybe someone else finds a talking point, gets the gears turning, and just finds a rabbit hole worth chasing so they can start that conversation somewhere else. But if you found value out of this podcast, be that US dollar or teeny tiny bits of Bitcoin called Satoshis, you're in luck, I take both. You go to the website, BillyBones.com, you scroll all the way down, click the Value for Value button, it'll take you to PayPal, you chip in, you donate, you support the show in a number that you feel is appropriate. Like today's executive producer, Sir Sean of the Allegheny Valley, sending in his $15 monthly donation. Thank you, sir. And if you've got one of those new podcast apps, like Sir Sean of the Allegheny Valley again, streaming through Cast-O-Matic, a total of 2,574 Satoshis, otherwise known as 75 cents in U.S. dollars, streaming by the minute, do lump sums or, again, those streams. If you're able to do that, I accept Satoshis. But thank you very much for listening. I love you guys, and I will talk to you next week.